Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors as we come in each week to talk about different adventures that hopefully that you'll enjoy adventuring with us virtually, that is, or maybe even you'll be willing to take some of these adventures on yourself. Hi, I'm Bill Bartee. In this segment, we're going to venture northward. We're going to find out about the Lake Erie fishery that they have up there and the tributaries into Lake Erie, because right now they are celebrating the fall run of steelhead. But what is a steelhead? Is this a freshwater fish with a cool name? We're going to bring on the Berg Mangler, Dave Bergman, who just recently went up there for this fall steelhead run on Lake Erie and find out what was going on. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Hello, Bill. Good to be back. Back from the great north, the Great Lakes. Well, specifically one, Lake Erie.
Well, I want to ask you about that because for so many reasons, of course, we're celebrating this adventure that you took on. But these days here in 2020, traveling to the Northeast or traveling to the North, traveling anywhere really is an adventure. I know you guys drove up there on this fishing trip. What was there anything of concern, gas stations along the way or what that with the virus stuff out there? And they talk about the numbers going up, especially in the Northeast. Any concerns that way on that part of the adventure?
So basically, I just carry some wipes to wipe down toilet seats when I'm going to do my business and gas stations and rest stops and things like that. Other than that, you know, I'm just wearing my mask in the gas station like I do everywhere else and trying to keep my distance. Besides that, I'm in the car most of the time. I met my buddy up in Cincinnati who I fish with. I meet him there and then we drive another 4 hours up to Ohio. So that's eight, nine, 10, 12 hours total if you want to get up to where we're fishing. But yeah, same thing, just wear your mask, bring some sanitizing wipes, some hand sanitizer, and just kind of follow the protocol you've been following this whole time, and you can get up there no problem.
All right, well, of course, this is the Carolina Outdoors. What are we doing outside the realm of the Carolinas? Well, we have a lot of people who head north for this special run of this special fish. And of course, we hang our hats at Jesse Brown's Outdoors through the week. And we've had a lot of people during the month of October, but really November, who have been heading north to Ohio, to Pennsylvania, and to New York. And Dave, you ventured up there just recently. Those three states, anyway, along Lake Erie, which one were you in? Which ones were you fishing? You just mentioned Cincinnati, so it sounds like you hit Ohio pretty good. Tell us about the lay of the land, at least with Lake Erie and the steelhead in those three states.
Yeah, so I only headed up to Cincinnati just to meet my buddy there. But once we get up, it's really just depends on where the fish are. Now, steelhead are migratory rainbow trout, big migratory rainbow trout. They are explosive, they zip, and they are a fish that has, to be quite frank, absolutely ruined me when it came to fly fishing. Obsessed with this fish, absolutely obsessed. And out west, they're ocean running fish. And some of the Westerners would say those are the real steelhead, and we don't have the real steelhead in the east here. But they are the same fish. They do the same thing. They go to a big, big body of water like Lake Erie or the ocean. They feed a bunch, and then they run upstream. So what were we talking about? The states we fish in. Yeah, so you got Pennsylvania, you got New York, and you got Ohio. This trip, we stuck around Ohio. So we went in the second week of November is usually going to hit the nail right on the head. We ran into the challenge of low water conditions. So what that did for us, I mean, we really had to hunt for these fish, because the biggest part about fishing for steelhead is you got to find the fish. They have to be making a run up. They're not like your resident rainbow trout, your resident brown trout, your resident brook trout. They are going to be making a run and you need to find these fish. So we covered a lot of river miles. We spent particularly a lot of time on a river up there that held more water, one of the bigger rivers, because we had such low water conditions. For example, they were having a push of fish in Pennsylvania, in one creek in particular, and The water was so low that a bunch of guys were just surrounding these holes, and the fish were just stacked on top of each other. And they were, and they're shoulder to shoulder. And my friend and I, we really, that's not what we're there for. We're there to experience the great outdoors like everybody else, catch a steelhead, and get away from people. So we really got to see some beautiful places on the tributaries. We spent a lot of our time in Ohio this trip because we needed that more water for the fish to push up. So we spent most of our time in Ohio. Pennsylvania is great. New York has an awesome big river, very scenic, called the Cattaraugus. That is a great Lake Erie steelhead run too. Usually in the early fall, that's the best time to go there.
So anyway, in regards to that, I've done a little bit of research. I have had the opportunity to go up there and fish some of these tributaries that pour into Lake Erie. Mainly, I was towards Erie, Pennsylvania, over to Conneaut, Ohio, are the rivers I fish. So this is what I know. For the most part, the Ohio rivers and part of the Pennsylvania rivers are 10 feet to 20 feet in depth, somewhere like that, can be a little bit more shallow. New York, I think the bowls can be a little bit deeper. What are these steelhead, and what kind of terrain? Do they like to be down deep? Do they like to be shallow? You've mentioned the stages. What are they eating, and why are they eating? But first off, a lay of the land, or in this case, a lay of the river.
Yeah, so the best part about fishing the Erie tributaries is these rivers are very wadeable. You're not floating on these. These are wadeable rivers. It's very easy to access them. Cattaraugus, that river in New York is on tribal land, so you do have to get a tribal land pass to fish there. But all these other creeks, Pennsylvania, especially in Pennsylvania, the creeks you're fishing there, these steelhead are running up, are like the size of our delayed harvest water here. So you're catching these mondo fish out of these little creeks. It's really something amazing. My buddy and I really like the bigger rivers, though, because we like to feel like we're fishing on those big, western steelhead rivers, even though we're not. So we really like the Grand River in Ohio a lot. We spent a lot of time there because that was holding some water. But yeah, they're pretty wadeable river, a lot of shale bottom on them. So you do get a lot of, lose a lot of flies. But if you're not losing flies, you're not catching fish. So you will lose a lot of flies on that. You do get some really deep holes on a lot of these. A lot of the runs we're fishing are not that deep. These steelhead will find little slots to get in these runs. And you just start fishing in that slot, because what they're doing on a lot of these runs is they're staging. They're getting down below a big rapid because they're getting ready to make a big push upstream. And for that, they need energy. A food source they're used to seeing in Lake Erie is the emerald shiner. And we represent that with white zonkers. Reels just keep swimming is one that we got to experiment a little bit with. But the cool thing is we're not fishing these like normal streamers. We're dead drifting them to make them look like dead shiners. Easy pickings for the steelhead. Also eggs, of course. Most people who've ever heard of steelhead know they like eggs. So an egg and a zonker is typically what you're fishing with. And you're kind of finding these slots. You're finding these runs. When the water's up in the spring run, you can actually fish in the rapids. And fish will be making a push up the rapids and take your flies. It's pretty exciting. A lot of water gets passed up in the spring because these fish are in the middle of these riffles. And a lot of people don't think to fish there. We, as trout fishermen, usually think to fish runs. But you can always find fish in some pretty great, pretty crazy places. The thing is, like I said about steelhead, is the fish have to be there. They won't just be there like your resident trout. You got to find these fish, put in some river miles. Or if you have a buddy who knows exactly where they are, you get in right there, find a hole of fish. That happens too.
I know a little bit about it. And if you're just joining us, this is the Carolina Outdoors. And yes, we are outside of our boundaries. We are in Ohio right now with the steelhead run that's taking place. The Berg Mangler took a break from guiding. Of course, 12 months of guiding going on. It's sometimes good to take a quick break, but he took a quick break from meeting folks streamside and going fishing and a day of learning fly fishing to actually go fishing himself. The fish he was after, the steelhead. And steelhead were first stocked in Lake Erie, I bet you didn't know this, Dave, in the 1880s. They got steelhead out of the McLeod River in California. But when they first did that, they didn't know that part of the Lake Erie was too shallow and too warm in the summer. Therefore, the fish were not able to survive. So the modern era of stocking began in 1975. But it wasn't steelhead. It was coho, Chinook salmon, and rainbow trout that first went in because the fish stocking in Michigan had been successful. Therefore, they were looking for a fish that was hardier and able to survive even better than the coho and the Chinook salmon. That is when the state of Ohio began stocking steelhead into Lake Erie. And those are some of the ancestors of the fish that you were after.
Yeah, Manistee. They got a Manistee strain steelhead is what a lot of Pennsylvania put in. And Manistee strain was it developed in Michigan, and it is a Washington steelhead that it came from. And Pennsylvania did a lot of the stocking. And the other cool thing about Lake Erie that separates itself from the other lakes and their steelhead runs is that you're not really going to find many salmon in Lake Erie. It's very rare to get a salmon. All the other lakes have Pacific salmon runs. Lake Erie, you're just getting steelhead, which is awesome. And every now and then, especially in the fall run, you hook into a Mondo brown trout chasing the steelhead eggs. That's what makes Erie steelhead run so special, is you are going to catch steelhead. You're not really running into any salmon.
So will you describe, you're a fish guy, will you describe really what a steelhead is? What is a steelhead compared to a rainbow trout or compared to a salmon?
Well, simply, Bill, a steelhead is a rainbow trout. It is a big rainbow trout. It is a migratory rainbow trout. Out west, where they're originally from, the steelhead live in the ocean and feed in the ocean, just like the salmon. And then when it's time to breed, they run upstream, just like a salmon. But they usually go in behind the salmon. They're much harder to catch. They aren't as abundant as the salmon. They are incredibly beautiful and strong because of that open water feeding, dealing with currents. The steelhead out west will swim across the ocean to Kamchatka. They are a tough fish. That really separates them from your regular resident rainbow trout is... This fish is sleek and full of muscle. And the Lake Erie steelhead, like I said, they're Washington strain steelhead originally. They definitely put up that fight and they definitely zip. And you will get your fill on the Lake Erie tributaries if you can't make it out west and try to catch some of those harder steelhead to catch out there that can get a little more girth to them.
Well, let's stick with that. Let's stick with the catching part of these steelhead. And, of course, at Jesse Brown's, we are promoting and teaching and guiding for the sport of fly fishing. So we know you took your fly rod up there. Will you give our listeners in Carolina Outdoor Land kind of a tutorial of the equipment that you used and the flies that you used and the presentation that you had to do to have success catching this sport fish?
Yes, so you want a long, about 10-foot, 7-weight rod is what's typically used for the Great Lake steelhead. You're doing a lot of heavy nymphing, and you want to try to minimize the amount of line you're throwing out. So you have 10 feet in front of you. And that's really, most of the time, the steelhead are right in front of you. So you want a 10-foot, 7-weight rod, really good for throwing big nymph rigs. You're using a big old strike indicator, bigger than the ones you're probably throwing in the Carolinas here. And what you're going to fish with is a good egg pattern. My favorite is the Blood Dot, developed by Jeff Blood, who is a legendary Lake Erie steelhead fisherman that my friend and I have the great pleasure of being friends with and getting to meet up with whenever we go up there. I use the Blood Dot egg pattern. And then below that, you're something that represents your emerald shiner that the fish are used to eating in Lake Erie. And for that, you can do a white death or a regular white zonker fly. I like to do mine with peacock curl as the belly and then a good old zonker strip on top to represent that bait fish. Other things that work, stonefly patterns. Pat's rubber legs will work up there. I've had success on squirmy worms during a spring run when fish are just trying to, you know, you're attracting them and something colorful is in front of them, and they'll definitely eat it. I've seen a steelhead, a Lake Erie steelhead, take squirmy worms before. Definitely Pat's rubber legs before, but typically what I'm fishing with are going to be the eggs and the white zonker in the back, and it's going to be a lot of weight. It's going to be ticking along the bottom. That's where the steelhead are hanging out underneath that strong current for protection, and you're waiting for that thing to go down or just to move a little bit, and you're setting the hook, and you better hold on, because they immediately, most of the steelhead I hook, as soon as you hook them, they're out of the water. They jump. I lost two this trip, actually, because I set the hook and they jumped towards me and I couldn't tighten up on them fast enough. So they are leaping titans. They're amazing.
This is the Carolina Outdoors, and whether you're listening to us while we're blasting up and down the eastern seaboard early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT, or maybe you're subscribing to our podcast, The Carolina Outdoors, available wherever podcasts are heard, as well as our website, jessebrowns.com. You can listen to us all of those ways, and we encourage you to let other people who may have an interest in fly fishing, the outdoors, the Carolinas, or yes, even traveling to Lake Erie in pursuit of the fall steelhead run, as we're discussing with Dave Bergman, the Bergmangler, who just recently returned from this trip. Now, Dave, tell us about the size of these fish. Are we talking about 3 to 10 pounds or somewhere in there?
Every run is going to be a little different. This year's fall run was producing, I was catching a lot of jacks, but the fish that were, the big fish that were moving up, some of the big schools of fish, we're talking 8 to 12 pound fish. So some big fish coming up. In the fall, they tend to be fatter. And a little less abundant. In the spring, they're more abundant, but they're usually not as fat. You get a lot of longer steelhead during the spring run, but you're hooking so many of them in the spring too that eventually one of them is going to be a big one. But in the fall, almost every fish you hook is going to be a strong, fat fish. And then in the spring, you're wading through some of the skinny ones, some of the skinny hens, or those are females. And then every now and then, you're hooking into that Mondo fish. So it really just depends on the run. Sometimes I get a report that, this run coming up, the Chagrin is, it's a smaller run right now. Strong fish, smaller run. Or, this run coming up is not a lot of fish, but big fish. It all depends on the run that's making its way up. When a pod of fish decides it wants to make its way up the river, you kind of don't know what you're going to get. But this year's run were pretty fat, pretty substantial. But no matter what, even the smaller ones, the 16, I mean, I haven't caught a fish that's less than 16 inches. Even the smaller ones will run hard and fight hard. They really are just an incredible fish. Absolutely, like I said, absolutely ruined me. I think about them all the time.
Well, people are catching fish all over the Carolinas, whether it be the Striper Run, Redfish at the coast, whether it be the Bluefish Run that's taking place. And, of course, a lot of our deer hunters are out there and preparing to be out there.
Yeah, and that side note, Ohio, big deer hunting state, really great deer hunting state. Watch out for deer hunters. They also don't mark their property in Ohio. You're not required to post your private property. So be careful about that. If you're more than 4 miles from the lake on a stretch of river, got to be careful of that. Pennsylvania, they post their property, so you're usually pretty good there. And same thing in New York. That's kind of just an Ohio thing.
I know you almost had a deer jump on your head off of a bridge.
Yeah.
I got to ask you this really quick, though. Not in bad form, because we promote a lot of catch and release fishing at Jesse Brown's, wherever people may be going fishing. But what are the harvest rules for steelhead during this fall run?
So, you know what? I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't really know, because I don't keep them. I know people do keep them during the fall. You definitely can. I don't know what the length restrictions are or the bag limits are, but you can keep, and there is a good hunk of meat on these fish. So there are a lot of people who definitely want to keep them and eat them for sure.
Well, as we say in media, check your local listings.
Yeah,
for the keeping and harvesting size and numbers of fish, whether you are in North Carolina or maybe you're in the state of Ohio or Pennsylvania or New York, enjoying a little bit of Lake Erie steelhead fishing. Hey, Dave, we're glad that you're back in the fold at Jesse Brown's after that fishing trip. And a reminder out there to our listeners, if you're interested in learning more about fly fishing, meet Dave Streamside. Fly fishing wading trips are available. A day of learning, casting instruction, water reading, entomology, hook set, and fish fight. All you got to do is give us a call at Jesse Brown's, 704-556-0020, or go over to the website, jessebrowns.com. Dave, thanks for joining us here on the program.
You are welcome.
Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to be back with more. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors.